This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, happy Friday as I'm recording this on Friday, September 20th, 2024. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, football tomorrow night, late night, women's volleyball, which we'll get into in a moment, postcast coming up right now on this episode. Women's soccer played last night. We'll get to that as well at some point. Probably later on tonight. And we got, of course, tennis going on this weekend as well from on the ladies' side as well. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again for tuning in, giving us a listen here today. If you like what you're listening to, you're a big K-State fan, I would advise you to like and subscribe to this podcast. We cover all things K-State sports, not just football and men's basketball. We don't focus just on that. There's other sports going on that need detention too, so definitely make sure, again, nothing wrong with football and basketball, just they're the 1-2 punch at K-State, and we have other media that cover that have K-State podcasts that do it better, and that's a shameless plug. But anyways, speaking of doing it better, well, Santa Barbara last night in Manhattan, Kansas, the Gauchos beat K-State in straight sets last night. A little bit surprised by this, if you ask me. Because Santa Barbara had three players turn in double-digit kills on a night there. K-State swept straight sets, three sets to none, 26-24, which may or may not be, could have been the turning point of this match for the Jason Mansfield's team. 26-24, excuse me, in set one, 25-22 in set two, and then, of course, another loss. So this was 25-23. K-State losing narrowly in these sets here within the battle, and K-State all of a sudden now looking at 2-6 record heading into Sunday's match this weekend. K-State was held to a season low in kills, and second three-set loss of the season. The Cats were held to under 200 in set one and set three there as well in this game. Aaliyah Carter, the numbers are pretty low. 10 kills in this one for Carter. Shaylee Myers and Liz Goryowski also scored 8 kills apiece between the two of them. That's 16 as well. So the Gauchos holding Carter numbers there in this ball game there as well. And for the Gauchos of Santa Barbara, Emma McDermott had to match high in this one. Usually you get Aaliyah Carter or Izzy Suyetsky, who've been kind of been pacing the way, but this time it's the opposing teams getting it done there as well. And yeah, this really surprised me here. Santa Barbara Gauchos coming in here, what, 2-8 on the year already. And it's kind of an upset, if you ask me there. So K-State women's volleyball getting upset last night. Gauchos only getting their third win of the season there. As well, speaking of Izzy, she and Ava LeGrand combined for 26 assists. K-State, I did take away that K-State did run a 6-2 offense there for the first time all year long. Also in the number game, Ella Larkin, let's not forget about her, 10. Diggs and Simone Simmons led the way in this game in the Diggs department with 11 there as well. Brennan Schmidt, 5 blocks. That was Brennan Schmidt's match high in this match high, 5 blocks. Shaylee Myers, once again in this category, along with Meg Brown, had 3 more blocks added on as well. So, yeah, the Cats take on. Yeah, and that you had to win this game. Reminds me of, again, don't want to bring baseball into it, but here I am doing it again. Like the Atlanta Braves, it's going to come. Atlanta Braves, I've mentioned on the other podcast, same as plug, the original EG3 podcast, which had an episode come out, new episode come out this week. And I mentioned on that podcast a couple times here in the summer, well, actually lately anyways, that Atlanta's probably not going to, the Braves not going to be the postseason because the fact that even with the with all the injuries, what's been going on, you're still more talented than some of these lower talented teams. And a weird stat about that is the fact that, you know, the Braves play well against They've played very well against opponents, really good opponents like the Phillies, Diamondbacks, or whatever, Dodgers. And then come the White Sox, A's, and all that, they suck. Right? That's why I'm still cling on to the fact that they're going to miss the postseason because they lose those games. The White Sox, the most worst team in baseball. Hey, I'm telling you what it is. So, here at K-State, you had kind of the advantage going in this game kind of to get back on the tracks to the women's volleyball team. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, Eddie Greer III. Santa Barbara 3, K-State nothing in this game. And you're at home last night, so very, very uncharacteristic there. Coach Mansfield will wrap with this. Quote, congrats to you, Santa Barbara. They played a great match on both sides of the ball tonight. They are a good ball control team. It was tough for us to slow down their offense. I thought we took some great swings, and they played great defense as well. Getting out Doug 69-57 and having Santa Barbara 13 more kills tonight than us was probably the difference. We were right there in these games. We just need to find a way to make a couple more plays and it's a different match. I still believe in this team and know we have the players to be a great team. We'll regroup and be ready for Sunday, end quote there as well. Oklahoma. Oh, by the way, Oklahoma, for those reminder, Oklahoma is not part of the Big 12 no more. They're part of the SEC now. So this match on Sunday with the volleyball team is going to be a renewal of Big 12 opponents. Of course, Oklahoma now part of the SEC. And Jason Mansell said that I know he said that before after the other match. I'm trying to think of the opponent. Now I can't think of it. But yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, you're right there in these games. Again, it's the fact that you have to, right, get plays to go your way, and then just was not was the key. And set one, you had an opportunity to take that. Really, all these, you had a chance to take that and didn't do it. So, K-State now, the women's volleyball team, they're going to have to finish these games, and they're going to have a tough opponent, and they know Oklahoma pretty well. So, we'll find out what happens. But K-State now, 2-6. On a 2024 campaign following getting swept three sets to nothing against Santa Barbara Gauchos, who now get their third win of the year. So definitely, a little bit stunned when I got that notification last night. So Sunday, next match for women's volleyball, we'll see what happens. But definitely, women's volleyball team, hopefully they can turn things around. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, Freedom Bubble Daily, or whenever you have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. As you can probably tell, yesterday and really the last 2 days have been just awful. Probably Wednesday is probably the worst day of the year at this point. And now you probably can tell my voice is pretty much back to normal now. So, but yep, we got that going on. And of course, tomorrow night we have the football team looking to take out BYU tomorrow night. We already recorded the part 2 preview, so that will come out tomorrow morning at some point as well. That's going to wrap things up on this postcast edition. K-State now look forward and take a shot at former Big 12 foe Oklahoma after losing 3-0 against Santa Barbara at home in Morgan Family Arena in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex ain't out there in Santa, California. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Until then, go Cats.